Ruth, are you a foreigner or are you one of us? Those were the words spoken to the one whose heart was broken. The book of Ruth read on that very day, 5/22/1999. Fast forward to 5/22/2007, Eve of Shavuot. Shavuot it is again on this very day. Ruth said, "Do not ask me to abandon or forsake you, for wherever you go, I will go. Wherever you lodge, I will lodge. You people shall be my people, and you God, my God. Wherever you die, I will die, and there be buried. May the Lord do to me, and more besides, if naught but death separates me from you." Thus says Ruth, "I am your servant, Ruth. Spread the corner of your cloak over me." And Boaz answered, "May the Lord bless you. Be assured, I will do whatever you say, for you are a worthy woman. Tomorrow I will claim you for myself." And so it happened. Boaz married Ruth. And the elders at the gate said, "May the Lord make this wife come into your house, like Rachel and Leah, who between them built up the house of Israel." Thus to Boaz and Ruth was born Obed. Obed, the father of Jesse. Jesse, the father of David, who became king of Israel. Thus the foreigner became the great-great-grandmother of the greatest king, King David. Hosanna to the son of David. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Come to the banquet. The feast is ready. Many are invited, but few are chosen. The Lord said to my Lord, "Sit at my right hand until I place your enemies under your feet." If David calls him Lord, how can he be his son? Who has gone up to heaven and come down again? What is his name? What is his son's name? Surely you know. Proverbs 30, verse 4. His son's name, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, accept him and win. The kingdom age begins. By Monique, inspired by God, written on 5/17. 2007. Shalom.